Hi everybody. This really is for those who've applied for the Engaging God on the Heavenly Pathways of Relationship and Responsibility Alpha Group testing. The whole purpose of this is for an interactive manual to equip a Joshua generation to live a supernatural lifestyle. I have a few toys I'm playing with today, so I'm going to try and show you the PowerPoint as I'm going, and this will be available afterwards for anyone to review. So essentially I just want to share today about the journey that we're about to go on. Thanks for everyone who's applied and who wants to be part of this journey at this point, but I want to be really open about and upfront about where we're going, what we're doing, and the purpose behind it, so you can be sure that this is the right time and you're able to commit to this at this point. At this point, I've had well over 130 applications. I'm not excluding anyone at this stage. I believe God has brought me to this point to engage everyone who wants to be involved. But I want to share in more detail what the vision is behind this material and how we can use it, so we can be really open and upfront at the beginning. Who's the manual for? Well, really, it's for the Joshua generation. It's for those who really know that they're called to mentor others in engaging God in the heavenly realms, but also for hungry individuals who really want to engage their eternal destiny and to learn more and to go further in what God's doing right now. Many people have involuntary encounters, and this manual really is to help people go beyond that into encountering God in the heavens, in their own life, on a voluntary daily lifestyle. Administering the kingdom beyond the veil, engaging with God intimately, both within their spirit, within their heart, and in the realms of heaven. No one really has to be an expert to participate in this journey. In fact, God would rather have amateurs in the old, in the new, than professionals in the old. Because these are new things. We can't find particularly manuals or books that go into detail about these things, but I believe this is part of raising this up. So you may have many experiences already, but this is looking to systematically help people to engage from the beginning of this journey so that anybody can then equip anybody else. So the journey is not really for the faint-hearted. It's for those who are really prepared to face up to and defeat the giants that may be standing in opposition to you possessing your full inheritance. The journey really is for those who have a different spirit, like Caleb, a pioneering, adventuring spirit wanting to fulfill God's mandate for this planet. The journey will require discipline, and that discipline always comes out of desire, and we have to learn how to desire and cultivate desire in our hearts, which will enable us to have perseverance and press through. Essentially, using this material, you will reap what you sow. So the more time you invest in it, the more it's in your heart and the more desire that you've created for the purposes of God and your destiny in these things, the easier it will be. At the beginning, the preparation for the journey will require everyone to listen to and watch and read some of the background material that I've already produced. That will all be made available to you, several teaching series, so that we can all basically start from the same point of understanding. The initial spirit building exercises, once we get to base camp and look to engage our spirit and see it grow and develop so we can see here, step into the realms of the kingdom, may be simple, but they are a key to all future engagements. If we can learn how to see and to meditate and to engage the eyes of our heart, the eyes of our spirit, building our spirit to that point where it's in tune with the frequencies and the vibrations and the sounds of heaven, then it's going to be much easier later on. And at the beginning of that, the gift of tongues and multitasking, that will be a key to later on inhabiting dual realms, because our spirit will be active, connected to our soul and our body, flowing from heaven, but we have to learn how to do that and build that up. So that will be some of the initial things. Many people, many of you, will have had many amazing encounters. So the initial encounters we do may seem quite simple, But remember, we want to equip people, go from the beginning and take other people from the beginning. So the purpose really is to help develop a systematic process of doing that. So anyone can basically take the material, if they're willing to invest time, desire into it, it will enable them to engage the pathways. Obviously, the pathway of relationship is the key to begin with, because that's where everything else comes out of. But we won't follow the whole pathway. We will overlap into the pathway of responsibility partway during the journey, so that we can begin to administrate the kingdom from the relationship that we're developing. Now, the key is I can open doors that will enable people to step through and engage certain places in the realms of heaven. But if you want this journey to become a pathway in your own life, then you have to tread it down. You have to go over it, practice. Training your senses is key, and that it occurs through practice. You have to continue doing it. During the sessions, there will be opportunity to practice. There will be many practical engagements as part of the material. There will be links to various resources. Exercising that, making it your pathway. I can only share what God has opened up to me. What he opens up to you in that multiversed environment will be determined by the amount of time you spend walking that pathway until it becomes part of you, and you can engage whenever you need to, whenever you want to, by desire. Now, the whole purpose of the manual is about the Joshua generation. There are many names for that: Joshua Company, Order of Melchizedek. Basically, it's a generation of forerunners who will live in the fullness of their supernatural inheritance. Those who have already spied out the land, and that's what we're doing really now. We're spying out the land. We're looking into that which belongs to us. We're engaging that, practicing, learning how to do that for the time when we will step over into that and be operating in fullness. It's about administrating the four faces of God on the earth as it is in heaven. It's about engaging God and learning how to do that. But there's a purpose beyond that. And I believe the purpose really is so that we can be mentors for the next generation. In previous generations, things have not been passed on. I believe the prophecy went forth in 1975 about a billionfold harvest. I believe that equates to 20% of the population who will become harvesters of another harvest, a greater harvest. Therefore, they need mentors. And I believe God is going to establish on the earth cities of refuge, apostolic resource centers, ARCs, habitations of God, revival centers, gardens of God, connected to Eden in heaven, many different names. Probably my favorite is an embassy of heaven on earth. Those within that embassy live under the authority of heavenly government, not earthly, and are not subject to earthly laws. We supersede them for the laws of heaven. But the purpose of that embassy is not diplomacy, it is dominion. God gave us a phrase a few years ago called castra pona, which is a Latin phrase. And it's really what the Romans did when they were in conquering mode, if you like, going into a new territory. They would set up a beachhead, an administrative center for then ongoing subduing and exercising dominion and bringing Roman government into particular countries and nations. Now, we're called to bring that from heaven to earth. Adam and Eve's original mission, if you like, from Genesis 1:28, they were blessed, empowered to succeed, called to be fruitful, to multiply, fill the earth, and to have dominion, to subdue and have dominion. And it's important to note that God hasn't changed, and we need to embrace that, and God will be setting up these places. Some of them will be physical places, some of them may well just be spiritual gatherings of people, ecclesias around the world who operate in these laws and minister the kingdom through the spheres of government they've been given. But it's about establishing heavenly government, the pattern of heaven on earth, so we live from heaven rather than earth. And that means benches of three, mountains of seven, rulers, councils of 12, various things that God has established in heaven that we are now beginning to understand and outwork on Earth. So part of this process will be looking to establish that. I saw in a vision at the beginning of the year, God establishing benches over the Earth. I was standing out into the solar system watching the Earth rotate, and I saw the Earth stop rotating, and benches of three light points of light established all over the world, and then it began to spin in a different direction. I believe that is symbolically what God is saying. This is a whole different direction that God is establishing for his church and his people, and we need to embrace it. Another way of describing that is Joseph's storehouses. In the story of Joseph, he established storehouses that took 20% of the produce and stored it. I believe these storehouses will be training, equipping centers for the Joshua generation to receive and be mentored, to disciple and to become supernatural harvesters. So I think we need to see an establishing of these places that God is going to use. All the world came to Joseph's storehouses because of the famine. And when things start to hit the world, the shaking of world systems, we're going to see the church raised up, the house of the mountain of the Lord raised up above all the other mountains, so all the hills will stream to it. And I believe that's what we're looking to establish now. I think this is why it wants to equip people, so that we're going to be ready for whatever's coming, so we live out of the government of heaven and we begin to administer that which goes on earth. Are amazing things that I believe we're going to see. I believe 2015 marks the end of a Moses generation. 1975, the prophecy went forth and a whole generation has been wandering around the wilderness, not crossing over. Now, there are those who have been going into the promises, into their inheritance, as forerunners into that land. And we've had 40 years, and I believe God is going to call us to start moving over into that new realm to possess as royal priesthood all that God's got for us. So we need to get ready, because there is going to be a manifestation of the sons of God on earth as it is in heaven. And the whole of creation, I'm not just talking about this planet, all the created physical and spiritual order will be brought into the freedom of the glory of the sons of God to bring alignment, to restore creation, and we're called to be part of that and to equip and raise up others, which is why this material is being produced and why God is releasing it in this time. It's really designed for the explicit purpose of equipping the Joshua generation so that we can all become habitations of God, gateways of heaven, live in the dual realms of heaven and earth. That is God's purpose, it's God's plan. So the context of using this manual really is designed to be that of discipleship, being mentored, being prepared to mentor others. Therefore, we're going to raise up a Joshua generation by taking this out, multiplying it out, touching more and more people who are hearing the sound of heaven, those who are being called, those who are being hovered over by the Spirit of God, and are responding to that and beginning to resonate with it. So the key really is being ready, being prepared to live in our own supernatural inheritance, and then equipping and passing that to the next generation. So as I think Bill Johnson says, that our ceiling can be their floor. We're not over them, we're supporting and releasing that into the earth. Therefore, we need to learn how to engage on the pathway of intimacy, and many people have been drawn into intimacy, but have stayed there and have failed to mature to responsible sons who were willing to take responsibility for what we've been given. And there are many who have tried to take responsibility and bring justice, but without the foundation of a relationship. And that will never work. We must be priests before we're kings. And then a king, royal priesthood, a kingly priesthood will begin to function in heaven and manifest the apostolic and prophetic, not as the fivefold order, but in a bring an ark to manifest heaven on earth, and we will see the four faces of God begin to function and manifest in that way. So during this development stage, we'll be looking to help people engage their own personal pathways to develop that in their own lives. And some of you, maybe that's where your thoughts are right now. I just want to get closer to God. I want to learn who I am. I want my identity. I want my inheritance in heaven. That's great. There may be some of you I know there are some who have already have groups, churches, maybe ministries that you're involved with, and this may be a precursor to using this material in helping them. Now, I want to be really upfront about after 6 months, really, approximately, because I don't know how long it's exactly going to take, but I believe we need to be preparing to reach out to others. And so after that time, those of you who are still left and are still working through this program, we will be encouraging to mentor other people. That means maybe one-on-one, it may be small groups, it may be whole groups of churches. Now, I want to be really honest about the financial situation, because finances are always things people don't talk about. There is no charge for this in the first 6 months, but I would encourage you to sow into it financially. So we would suggest maybe a donation of £5 a month. That would be really appreciated, because there will be a heavy investment in time and resources to develop this. My time particularly, because I'll have less time for other things. And you know, there are many resources that are going to be made available to this group that normally are only accessible by purchasing from our website. They will be made open to you to be able to access. So if you could sow into it, I believe that would be a good thing. But there is no specific charge at this point. But after 6 months, when we've established this and when we're looking to move to the next phase, the strategy that God has released to me is that we will charge a £5 a month contribution. That really is no more than a couple of cups of coffee. But for those who want to just continue the program for personal growth, they're not looking at this stage to mentor others, that's fine. But once that period's finished and the program's finished, then those people will have no more access to the materials, but hopefully will be living that lifestyle and eventually may want then to mentors, and then we can re-engage with the whole program and the strategy. For those wanting to mentor others, there will be a monthly contribution of £5 per month, but 1 Timothy 5:18 says, you know, you shall not muzzle the ox while she is threshing, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. We don't want to muzzle the ox. I believe a worker is worthy of his wage. Therefore, any mentors will be able to charge £5 a month to each person they're mentoring. Therefore, we'll begin to start to sow into the Joshua Generations. What we want to do, we want to equip people, we want to bless people. So each person being mentored using materials would be expected to contribute £5 a month, but each mentor can receive also a maximum of £5 a month per each person they mentor if you choose. It's not mandatory. If you want to use that as an opportunity of being supported in this, that would be great. So there would never be more than a maximum cost of £10 per person per month. To be honest, I think is very reasonable. We don't want to exclude people, we want to encourage. So after we get to a certain point, we will be encouraging people to recruit others, those that are hearing the sounds of heaven, those who also are feeling drawn and called, because I believe God is going to just release a greater dimension of that call. The winds of change are blowing. You know, the sound of many waters, there are four angels that we've been associated with who are part of this process. They are increasing in their dimension of activity. So we're going to encourage people to mentor people one-to-one or in groups of probably up to 12. I think 12 is probably the maximum people should really engage in. Jesus didn't go for more than that. But for those wishing to use the materials to mentor larger groups, churches, ministry schools, again, the same things would apply. Each person who wants to be involved would participate by contributing to the development and ongoing use of the materials, and you can charge £5, you know, maximum to them for service if you choose. And you can continue using the materials as long as you're part of the process and part of the program. They do remain, for integrity's sake, with Freedom Apostolic Resources. If that £5 a month is absolutely not feasible, then please feel free to contact us. There could be a scaling cost, as in maybe poorer countries who £5 is quite a lot. Again, we can work that out. I believe it's really important that if we value something, that we are willing to sow into it. And what we're doing in helping to develop this material as a resource for people around the world, we're sowing into the future. We're sowing into the next generation. We're sowing into the Joshua generation. The materials obviously will be continually updated and developed as we receive more revelation, as we go to different places. The map that I've developed in terms of heaven, I'm sure that will unfold into greater things. And what we're really looking is for people at this stage to contribute to the development, so that the testimonies of where you've been, what you've done in heaven, different things that you've seen, different encounters that you have, can contribute to how we develop things. And so your input is absolutely key at this point in time. I believe this is an exciting opportunity to be involved in developing this manual. And I believe by sowing into it financially, we will be able to translate it into other languages. We'll be able to produce a written manual with attached resources so that people who may not have computers or may not have internet access will be able to still access the material. Our desire is to be able to equip and raise up a Joshua generation along with many others. This is not the only thing, but it's something that we believe God is calling us to do, and that's the strategy that we've been given, so we can multiply this out, so we can equip as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. What took me years, I will be able to pass on to you, that you can do this much quicker, just as others pass things on to me that enable me to engage things quicker. We will all be able to do that if we sow into it. So the purpose of this manual, again, just to clarify, is to be used for the explicit purpose of equipping the Joshua generation to become a habitation of God and a gateway of heaven on earth, so that we can all learn to live in the dual realms of heaven and earth. And I don't really would ask that you don't adapt or use the material outside of that context. While this development stage is going on, the material is only to be used within the groups, and it does remain our intellectual property, and we will hold all the rights to it so that we can maintain its integrity and make sure it's being used for the purpose that God has released it. Now, the books are being opened in our day. Revelation is being released. We want to make that revelation available, but we want to make it sure that it's the integrity remains. Now, so at this stage, there may well be as many as 20 groups. That is going to be a huge investment of my time. So likelihood is the mentoring and feedback sessions associated with each group, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. But I would encourage maybe the groups to meet more often, and that would be supported and welcomed. There is going to be a need for flexibility to be able to accommodate all the time zones. I'm based in the UK, which is 5 to 8 hours ahead of US time. So all likelihood is that sessions would need to be in the mornings for those in the USA and Canada, your time. UK and Europe, those groups could be mornings or evenings depending on availability. And the rest of the world, I'm going to need to schedule how that might work when I've sort of sorted it all out. A Google Plus account will be necessary, and the resources at this stage will be available by accessible by internet, so there will be hyperlinks within the program so that you can look at resources, listen to things, watch video that have been produced so that you can engage. And all the exercises will be available to be able to engage in as we progress. I will probably do monthly webinars with maybe a panel of invited guests around certain subjects. I really rather would interact with people, and things that get drawn out in that way, and inspiration and the spark of the spirit begins to engage when people are operating together. Those webinars may be watched live or watched later, but only for the groups. The group sessions that we do will be recorded, but they'll only be available to each group. They're not going to be published publicly on YouTube, so they are specific for purpose for each group and will only be accessible by that group. I probably will be setting up a closed Facebook group where, for this whole process, where everyone can post there for mutual support, testimony, encouragement, questions and different things, and possibly subgroups on Facebook for different countries or different languages. I know there's a number of people from Germany who have applied, and we may well look to have their own group. So, you know, we're looking to develop this to support and encourage. And, you know, just to sum up, you know, having heard the vision more clearly, you know, I want to ask, you know, who's still prepared to run with it? You know, I'm not going to make any assumptions just because you've applied right now. please feel free to withdraw at this time if you don't feel peace in your heart about it. If you don't feel maybe you can commit the time to it at this stage. But if the answer is yes and you still want to participate, then I would encourage you just to email me at mike@freedomart.org so that we can then pull together the groups from those who really feel this is the time for them to invest in developing their own personal pathways of engagement in the pathway of relationship and the pathway of responsibility, so that we can equip a generation to come, so that we can establish these outposts of heaven on earth, so we can begin to administer the kingdom, so we can begin to demonstrate what God's purpose is on the earth, to be the people he's called to be, to embrace our full inheritance in the kingdom, and so we can begin to terraform, so we can begin to bring dominion, so we can take the garden, which is overlapped with Eden, and that veil is thinning and thinning, so the overlap is becoming more and more real, so that we can manifest heaven on earth. That is our calling. I would love for people to participate in it with me and with others. Please let me know if you feel yes, you want to be part of it, and I look forward to hearing from you. For those of you who don't, there's no problem at this stage. There will be opportunity later for re-engaging when mentoring is going to take place, you know, further down the line. Thanks for listening. God bless.